Early voting in Champaign County starts today, and Democrats here will choose from two candidates for county executive, Michelle Jett and Sanford Hess. The Champaign County executive is responsible for day-to-day operations of the county administration. IPM Student Newsroom's Lillian Zarva spoke with both candidates about why they're interested in this role. Here's a conversation with Michelle Jett.
Many of our listeners know you from your work as Director of Administration in the County Executive Office. Could you tell us more about yourself and why you want to become the next Champaign County Executive?
Absolutely. I am a lifelong resident of Champaign County, born and raised here, graduated from Centennial. My family is here, and I very much enjoy the diversity and the culture we have here. I have been so lucky to have spent the last 3 years working with current county executive Steve Summers in the county executive's office. We've done some really amazing projects. We're currently working on increasing green energy in Champaign County. We are working on making sure all of the ARPA money, the almost $20 million allocated to community groups, is being spent before the end of the year, which is the federal deadline. And we're improving the work culture for all of our 500-plus employees, and I think we're really seeing the benefits of that starting to pay off. So the main reason I'm running for county executive is I want to make sure that we keep those projects moving forward. We've made a lot of progress in the last 3 years. I don't want to see it go backwards. And most importantly, though, I'm really concerned about what's happening on the federal level, and I want to do my part to make sure that the chaos and disruption and, frankly, hatred that is being perpetrated in the federal level does not make its way into Champaign County.
How does your experience in local administration influence your approach to this role?
My experience influences my approach in what I've seen can happen on the local level. So I served for 4 years for our local state representative as chief of staff. So I know state politics quite well and state processes before coming to the county. And the things that just a determined individual can accomplish in their local government are, it's difficult to describe. And I really wish more people would understand it, even though I'm doing a terrible job of describing it right now, because if they see an issue that they want to address and they go to their local legislators, their local government, and they go with a plan and they go with determination, they can make a change. They can absolutely pass a resolution, pass an ordinance, pass a law. It's not easy, but it's doable, and that's how we get things done. And that's what I want to make sure the county executive continues to facilitate and continues to provide resources to local voters, again, constituents, residents, to affect the change that they're looking for in their community.
Looking ahead, what do you think is the greatest challenges Champaign County will face in the next few years or maybe is already facing? And how do you think the county leadership should prepare and address these issues?
I think the biggest one is Champaign County is a growing community, which is not the norm kind of right now. But our population continues to grow. We continue to build new homes. And all of that increases the demand on the services that the county provides. And the county provides services that no one else provides. We're the only ones that do the court system. We're the only ones that do the probation system. We're the only ones that have a jail. We're the only ones that do the taxing cycle for all property taxes. These services are crucial not only for individuals, but for every single government body in the county. And we are just seeing a continued increase in not only the volume of people who need service, but the complexity of issues, the complexity of laws, the complications that come with those, and then having to adapt our processes not only to changes, but then also, again, increased demand in those services. It's a lot. And so for us, I think our biggest challenge is how do we continue to meet that demand? How do we continue to meet the changes? And how do we afford all that?
And finally, for those voters who are still evaluating their choice, what's one thing you would like them to understand about how you would lead as county executive?
I would say that when making your decision for county executive, I'm really concerned about what's happening federally. And my biggest commitment is that we are doing everything on the local level to keep that out of Champaign County, to protect our immigrant friends and neighbors, to protect our social services, to protect our freedom and our right, to make sure that our elections are fair and accessible. And I think that whoever is in this position should be very clear, very transparent, and very upfront on where they stand on those issues, because those are really important, crucial issues right now, and the voters have a right to know if they're voting for someone that considers that stuff to be critical and a priority, or they don't, and I do.
That's Michelle Jed, who's running for the Democratic ticket for Champaign County Executive. She spoke with IPM Student Newsroom's Leilina Zarva. Jed is running against Sanford Hess.